Steve, maybe not the best performance in the world, but 3 points is 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, in the experience of the championship, it gets like that. You know, you've got to somehow find a way to win. And we made hard work of it against the Sunderland team, who obviously, Cookie, even though he's only been there 48 hours, is, you know, they've given a lift. Oh, he's, and had them, you know, when I'd seen that team, the lineup, you know, McManaman, McGeady and Honeywell and people like that, they're all busy players who can handle the ball. And, you know, they've still got players who've played in the Premier League, let's not forget, you know. So I know they're on an awful run, but we made hard work of it.
Mm-hmm. And when you got the early goal, you didn't seem to sort of kick on from that.
No, I didn't think, look, you know, we've got two young boys up the top end of the pitch, and the one thing when you're young, you go up and down quickly. The two of them were exceptionally good on Saturday and found it a struggle today. And that's what learning the game's all about, you know. It didn't come fluently for them. They found it difficult. They put Gibson in between them and stopped the supply into them, and he did it very well and got on the ball like we know Gibbo can, and we found it difficult. So, you know, when you're not functioning at the top end of the pitch like we didn't today, but as I said, the two young lads we've got are young, they'll learn from it, and the experience of a young player is they do go up and down, and we've just witnessed that today.
And is it a worry, because at the moment they're coming thick and fast, and in 3 or 4 days they'll be out there again?
Well, you know, it's a worry. This is what it is. This is why it's a difficult. You've seen some strange results again today, you know, some unbelievable results, but that's what you get. You know, you play regular, play often, and you know, I'll think long and hard now about freshness is up for the weekend, because a third game in 6 days is always been, when we look back on it, a struggle for us. So let's see what we do.
I mean, you left it alone after the QPR. Were you tempted to throw Yedinak or Al Mohammadi in there?
Yeah, I was tempted, but then I thought, if I was a player after arguably our best performance of the season on Saturday, I'd have been mightily disappointed if I'm left out. So I erred on that one. And let's be fair, they've got the job done. Didn't play well, nowhere near where we were Saturday, but there's a little bit of resilience where they dug in and still found a way to win, which is vitally important in this league. Can't just go and dominate and dominate and dominate like we did Saturday. You know, there's times when you have to not play well. You know, there's a few of them with their boots on the wrong feet tonight. That happens occasionally. So, you know, we have to accept it and get on with it, and thankful that we've won.
Just finally from me, have you got an update on John Codger? I know there's some tests over the weekend.
It's not looking good, Mark, I have to say. I mean, he's now seen a specialist in France. Probably in the next 24, 48 hours, we'll know a little bit more, but it doesn't look good. I mean, in fact, it looks flaming awful, if I'm being honest. It looks as if we might have to go in again. We fear another operation, which is bad news to us, I have to say.